Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that's close to the heart of every landscape enthusiast: transitions and flow. We're going to talk about how to create a seamless connection between different areas of your landscape, making it a harmonious and visually appealing space. Let's start by understanding what we mean by transitions and flow in landscaping. In essence, it's about creating a smooth, natural progression from one area of your garden to another. It's about ensuring that each part of your landscape feels connected to the rest, rather than being a disjointed collection of separate elements. Now, achieving this seamless flow might seem like a daunting task, especially if you're dealing with a large or complex landscape. But don't worry, I'm here to guide you through it step by step. Firstly, let's talk about the importance of a master plan. Before you start planting or building anything, it's crucial to have a clear vision of what you want your landscape to look like. This doesn't mean you need to have every single detail figured out, but you should at least have a rough idea of the different areas in your landscape and how they'll connect to each other. Once you have your master plan, the next step is to create a sense of continuity. This can be achieved through the use of consistent elements throughout your landscape. For instance, you might choose to use a particular type of stone for all your pathways, or a specific species of plant to line your borders. This repetition of elements helps to tie the different areas of your landscape together, creating a sense of unity and flow. Another key aspect of creating a seamless transition is the use of gradual changes rather than abrupt shifts. For example, if you have a sunny flower garden that transitions into a shady woodland area, you might use plants that can tolerate a range of light conditions in the transition zone. This way, the change from one area to another is less jarring and feels more natural. Now let's talk about the role of paths and walkways in creating flow. Paths are like the arteries of your landscape, guiding visitors from one area to another. They should be designed in a way that feels intuitive and natural. Avoid sharp turns or sudden changes in elevation, as these can disrupt the flow and make your landscape feel disjointed. Instead, opt for gentle curves and gradual slopes that guide the eye and the feet smoothly through the landscape. In addition to paths, you can also use other elements to guide the eye and create a sense of flow. For instance, a row of trees, a hedge, or a garden wall can serve as a visual guide, leading the eye from one part of the landscape to another. Similarly, a water feature or a piece of garden art can serve as a focal point, drawing the eye and creating a sense of direction. Finally, remember that creating a seamless transition is not just about the visual aspects. It's also about creating a sensory experience. The rustling of leaves, the scent of flowers, the texture of the ground underfoot. All these elements can contribute to the sense of flow and continuity in your landscape. In conclusion, creating a seamless transition between different areas of your landscape is all about planning, consistency, gradual changes, and sensory appeal. It might take some time and effort to get it right, but the end result, a harmonious, visually appealing landscape that feels like a unified whole, is definitely worth it. That's all for today's episode, dear listeners. I hope you found it helpful and inspiring. Remember, your landscape is a canvas, and you are the artist. So go ahead, unleash your creativity, and create a masterpiece that reflects your vision and personality. Until next time, happy gardening.